Welcome back to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of Academia IDU, and today we're exploring a paper that, really got me thinking in like all sorts of new directions. The focus is on a fascinating intersection between Indigenous knowledge and therapeutic practice, specifically Te Mara Mataka as therapeutic infrastructure. Yes, you heard that right. The Maori lunar calendar as a, you know, practical tool for health and wellness. So huge shout out to the author of the paper, Ruku Ayanson, for putting together such a compelling framework. Before we get into it, let me remind you, my job here is to present academic research neutrally. I'm your guide on this one, not your advocate. Remember, research isn't the truth. It's a lens we can use to see things differently, maybe even see ourselves differently, but it's never the last word. So let's dig in and see what's being proposed. All right, here's the big question that this paper tackles. Can something as old as the Mara Mataka, the Maori lunar calendar, actually function as therapeutic infrastructure for modern wellness programs? Like, could syncing personal change to the cycles of the moon offer a meaningful alternative to, I don't know, a straight-up 12-week bootcamp approach? And more importantly, what does it mean for anyone who's trying to heal, grow, or help others do the same? That's a big claim, right? And it matters because globally, health and wellness frameworks, well, they usually take for granted that time is just, you know, a blank grid. You fill in the days, start your program, tick off your tasks. But Mara Mataka, says Ayanson, isn't passive. It's an active ecological system, a rhythm the entire natural world follows. So what if our wellness journeys moved in tune with those natural cycles? That's honestly kind of intriguing. Okay, let's go through the architecture of this thing. The framework is called Te Putama o Te Ora, TPO for short. It's not just like four walls of health, physical, mental, spiritual, relational, but nine dimensions. Stuff like identity, digital well-being, gut health, creativity, even financial health. Each dimension is a pow, a pillar, and all are interlinked. But what's really unique, at least to me, is that Mara Mataka isn't just an add-on. It's embedded throughout, acting as what the author calls the temporal spine. It binds everything together with, I don't know, a living rhythm. Now, method-wise, the 90-day engine is the centerpiece of TPO. Rather than a linear progression, like just keep grinding for 12 weeks, it follows three whole lunar cycles, starting at the Mauharu phase. The journey is mapped so each step, like new intentions or reflection or release, lines up with particular lunar phases. Mauharu means growth and emergence, which is when participants begin their process, and each following step, whether it's building, celebrating, letting go, or resting, aligns with the natural qualities of different moon stages. So how does this play out in practice? Well, Ayanson describes the initial development as something that you might find relatable. It started as lived experience, not just theory. For example, in trying to give up alcohol during weekdays, the urge to drink didn't ease linearly. Instead, it shifted as the Mara Mataka entered specific phases, like Omutu, which is all about detox and retreat. The body's response moved with the moon's rhythm. That's super compelling, right? Maybe I'll just take a beat here, because I weirdly remember once trying to start running every day. Just picked some random Monday in February and it didn't stick. Makes you wonder, was I just out of sync with, I don't know, the universe, or just lazy? But anyway, back to the research. Another neat feature is the three rhythms approach. Instead of waiting for some set start date, anyone can join at their own Maharu when their waxing moon arrives. So the program is always ongoing, like a living flow. That flexibility is pretty refreshing. Crucially, TPO uses something called Te Aho Mara Mataka, a guide that maps each wellness dimension to phases of the moon. So if you're working on identity during a waxing moon, it's time for active growth. During a waning moon, maybe it's time to release old baggage. It's not a checklist, it's more like, well, a compass that helps guide your journey. Again, remember, I'm presenting these ideas, not endorsing them. The paper doesn't claim the lunar cycle causes change in some magical sense. It argues that aligning with natural rhythms shifts your relationship to healing processes. The timing, according to Ayanson, becomes alive. It's something you interact with, not just measure. So what does this mean for you? It's about reimagining when we change, not just how or why. If you're trying to start something new or let go of something, maybe tune into the natural environment around you. Could there be a phase or a rhythm that's more supportive of the process? To sum it up, this paper positions Mara Mataka as more than culture, more than backdrop. It's therapeutic infrastructure, a system that anyone designing, running, or joining a wellness program could consider. I'm not saying everyone should ditch their calendars for the moon, but, you know, there's real power in questioning our assumptions about time and healing. All right, that's all for today. If you want to learn more, definitely check out the full work from Ruku Ayanson. And remember, academic research is here to inspire reflection, not to give you all the answers. Thanks for joining me on In Depth with Academia. Take care, and maybe look up at the moon tonight just for fun.